Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We discovered our next guest during a recent ramble through the Richland County countryside as we visited the many farms participating in this year's annual Ag and Art Tour. We were taken by his custom woodworking, and when he told us this was how he made his living, well, of course, we had to invite him on our show to learn more. David Zettel is owner of Zettel's Wood Creations. He joins us now by phone from Columbia. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Now, tell us how all of this got started into a career for you.
Well, I first started, I was transitioning out of the Army down here in South Carolina in Columbia. And I just started working on a boot bench for my house, and I found a real big piece of cedar, and what I thought would be a gallon of resin in that cedar turned out to be 14 gallons in the long run and a 6-foot boot bench. After that, I was hooked, so I started thinking about a way to, you know, try to make a living or a small business out of it, and kind of blossomed into what it is today.
And now, when we saw you at the Ag and Art Tour, you were telling us about some of this, which I'll just have to say, it's beautiful wood creations that you've made, actually came from some pretty nasty looking wood. Tell us how this process works.
The way I started off, you know, what I could afford was the wood slabs that weren't premium, you know, that had the character defects or had a little bit of rot here and there. And, you know, what I was able to buy at a really low price because of that, I was able to just use resin and learn how to fill these voids into making it something, you know, absolutely stunning. So now it goes from buying like cheap slabs to where I, you know, take trees out of people's yards that have been there for 5 years and make a coffee table for them, or, you know, help take a tree that was cut down for whatever reason and turn that into a table for them. So it's really nice to, you know, I start off by saving the real stuff that people will put on the fire, you know.
And now you talked about also when we saw you that some of these creations are coming from giant knots on giant trees.
Yeah, pretty much in the sense I'm really into the character wood. So the stuff you know, you might see on plywood or 2x4s, like I don't like the real pretty wood. I like the stuff, they're called burls. It's kind of like the easiest way is like a small growth on a tree. It's just I like to go and hunt and find the ones that are a little bit bigger. You know, I have ones that are 7 foot across to, you know, I have some coming from California that are 6 foot across. So burl slabs are one of the things I really collect and love building with.
All right, now tell us how you are marketing your business. How is the word getting out? How are you making your sales in order to make a living at this?
In the beginning, I started real small at a local farmer's market up in Blythewood, and I became real good friends with Michaela that runs it, and she's been awesome with getting me to push my business. And I started there and then kind of did a couple of ones down at the Soda City market on Saturdays, and kind of just word spread by mouth. I wasn't really advertising, you know. I built some really cool things. Someone else would see it and be like, oh, I kind of like that. Can you do this? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. And then kind of grew from there to where, you know, I should advertise a little more, but really word of mouth has kept me pretty busy.
Common formula we've heard in the past has been hiring a 12-year-old to run your social media. I guess you didn't need to do that.
Well, I won't say how young they were, but I did ask some of my neighbor friends that had moved down to Nevada. I had her, and I would ask her, like, hey, what's the best way to do this? So she would give me a lot of resources on what I could see that worked, and I kind of learned from that aspect how to run Instagram, even though I'm not that old. It still was, you know, kind of a change to doing something I don't really like doing as opposed to woodworking. So,
all right. So tell us about your plans for the future from here. Now, are you planning some expansion, hiring some employees, doing some training on how to do this?
Yeah, this next year is going to be pretty pivotal for my business and for the sawmill business downtown. We decided to bring on slab sales in a custom shop back to Soda City. It had been down for, you know, a year or two. So now I'm going to go back and be like the head builder at Soda City Sawmill downtown. And then also I'm bringing all my slabs that I've collected and cleaning up the ones that are there. And we're going to start selling wholesale big, you know, 6, 7, 8 foot slabs, as well as turning material and that whole process. We will need to hire a couple more. I have one full-time employee right now. He's awesome. It's like we're probably going to have to get a couple more. So that's always a pretty fun step to take.
Well, David, thank you so much for spending time with us and sharing your story.
Well, I appreciate you having me on.
David Zettel is owner of Zettel's Wood Creations. He joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, and we will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.